let me see, Mike. We do have from the website of that station in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Where the lady died. Here's what they got on their website. As you are probably aware, the tragic death of a contestant, Jennifer Savage, following her participation in a contest on the morning rave last Friday. Excuse me. It does not say burp. First and foremost, our thoughts and sympathies go out to the family and loved ones of Mrs. Strange. I also want to assure you the circumstances regarding this matter are being examined as thoroughly as possible. We're doing everything we can to deal with this difficult situation in a manner that's both respectful and responsible. And then here's the best part. Effective immediately, the morning rave show is canceled. Thank you, John Geary, Vice President, General Manager, Entercom, Sacramento. As if that last sentence fixes it.
Right.
Well, he responding as, you know, I'm wondering really even what they could do. What the hell could they do? I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, outside of
you kind of got to shut it down. Really,
well, you got to shut the radio. You got to take the radio station off the air.
You got to for a while and then just come back as something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's going to be known as the station that killed the lady.
Yeah.
Rightly or wrongly, that's how it's going to be known.
Someday it'll just be water under the bridge.
The station, no, Buzz, that killed a lady.
Oh, God.
Lady. Lady. Hey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm curious as how is the waiver going to fall into this? I mean, how far does the waiver go? It doesn't say anything about, like, a death, does it?
Well, I know that the release that we signed, yes, does say in the case of any contest that we do, if you're eating something, if you're in the studio, it says any harm that comes to you. Hold on. Hey, John, you got that? Run that in. This would be like an information. I never thought I would say CBS does things correctly. But Jesus Christ, number three. Three and four. I certify that I'm in excellent physical health. Uh-huh. Well, now, hold on.
Right there.
All of these forms are violated.
Yeah, they're shot full of holes right there.
Null and void.
Jesus Christ.
Now that tells me it's not worth the paper it's printed on.
I have no known communicable medical conditions. Uh-huh. I'm not aware of any pre-existing medical conditions, impairments, or disabilities that would preclude me from participating in this contest or would interfere or prevent my safe participation. I fully assume any and all responsibility for risk of any bodily or other injury, death, loss, or property damage to myself. I understand my participation in this contest may subject me to risk of notoriety, publicity, ridicule, scorn, and or indignity. I fully assume all responsibility for the risk of illness, death, physical harm, mental harm, bodily injury, loss of property or damage to myself or others on account or arising out of my participation in this Don and Mike contest.
I would venture to say they probably signed the exact same forms at the other place. Probably shades of difference, but I would imagine that those are almost generic lawyer forms.
Which is why I think the company is wrong. Because the DJs say on the tape, you sign the release. And to the DJ's way of thinking, just like our way of thinking,
they're covered.
Hey, this went past legal. Right. You sign the thing that says if you die, it's your choice.
And there's no responsibility probably. That exonerates the company from legal responsibility. But you're talking about, a public relations situation. Those guys, really, I mean, and that's unfortunately the cold, hard reality of it. Those discussions are had in a PR way. Don't you agree? I mean, hey, how do we handle this? And, I'm sure that's what went down.
I mean, realistically, I think what you like to do is get all the DJs together, get them on the air, and say, hey, we didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, in their right mind, my God, of course not. And I would venture to say that all the people associated with this, are going out of their minds.
They must be.
I mean, wouldn't? I mean, it's
be
just
very hard to find your next gig.
Yeah.
Be very hard to find your next gig.
Yeah. This ain't like a stunt in a church.
All right. So that really isn't. That's probably like the release that they signed. I'm talking out of my ass here, but
you know, most
companies are pretty diligent.
You know, most companies are, but it is radio too. It really is radio, and you're as good as your management chain.
Then it gets back to my original thought. If, in fact, the release didn't cover all of the things that could happen, not the fault of the DJ.
Right.
The DJ says to his boss, I want to do a contest, people are going to drink water. The boss goes to somebody else. Somebody has to sign off on this.
Right.
Somebody had to.
And those type of forms, like the one you have in your hand, that goes up to the tippy-tippy top.
Oh, yeah.
Very top of the company.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You know what I think about? I also think about a show like Fear Factor, which is a controlled environment. Sure. And they but they sign releases. I mean, I think it's surprising something's never gone down on that
show. There's risky stuff there.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. This is a listener in Sacramento, and I turned it to the end right after you asked how they were doing.
Yep.
I did just make an ass out of myself. Anyway, the song they were playing is Love Me While I'm Gone, When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down.
Well, now they're going to have a hard time because you could read just about anything into any song title. My question
are they making any mention of it?
How are they handling it on the air?
They're not mentioning it, but they did exactly like you said. She goes, 45 minutes of continuous hit music on, the end.
You haven't heard the morning show since, have you?
No. I think they canceled. Obviously, they're fired, right. But I'm not sure what they're doing.
Oh, I'm sure they're just playing the hits while they're spraying their pits.
Right. Yeah.
Finally, much more. We asked you what you wanted in a radio show, and you said, more music and less talk. Well, it took a lady dying, but now your wish is coming true.
You know, I think you're right. You just shut down completely, and you have to come back as something else.
You
right?
sign it off.
You sign it off for a good chunk of time.
You go dark for 30 days, 60 days, something like that.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. I was wrong for coming back too early after Frida died. Mm-hmm. Everybody's time frame is different, but I would think in something like this.
The last 10 songs they played, there's a couple good titles in there.
Oh, on their website, they have the last 10 songs.
And Alicia's on right now, because, she's good.
Hi, welcome to my incredible bio. LOL. Okay. Here are the songs last 10 played. It Ends Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All American Rejects.
Right.
Goodies.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm Gone, Three Doors Down.
Right.
Hey Mama, Black Eyed Peas, Wasting My Time. How to Save a Life by The Fray.
Mm-hmm.
They might want to worry about these titles.
Yeah.
Dance, Dance.
Well, see, the very fact that they, as you pointed out, that they're on the air right now is kind of ludicrous.
About Us, You and Me by Lighthouse.
Ludicrous.
No, I would be ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous. Probably wouldn't play How to Save a Life.
And that boy wasn't kidnapped. That's my new theory today. He wasn't kidnapped. No, he walked to the guy's house and stayed there voluntarily.
It's going to fail. You guys are idiots. That's just the way it is.
Okay, let me tell you something about Bill O'Reilly. If I was kidnapped, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you.
Oh. Yeah, O'Reilly's an ass. That's what he was saying today.
Oh, God. Tough guy.
And again, I put myself in that situation. Nobody understood why I took time off to get over Frida. And I say to anybody that doesn't understand, until you walk a mile in my shoes, and I hope you never have to, good for you, really, seriously, good for you that you don't understand what I did, because it means you've never been through what I went through. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. Mike is telling me today, he's listening to Bill O'Reilly railing about, hey, I don't know how this kid didn't just get up and walk out. It'd big tough me if anybody did that to me. I'd just get up and walk out. Hey, guess what, asswipe? Just like my situation and thousands of others, you have no direct knowledge what this kid was going
None.
Through.
None, right.
So until you
I certainly remember being 12, 13 and being afraid of stuff. And I think it's a pretty easy age to scare somebody into sticking around, and they're doing all this speculating on the kid. And I really do. And to screw the Stockholm syndrome where you identify with your captor, I don't care about that. I'm talking about a kid that's just scared. You could tell him anything to keep him in the house.
O'Reilly insisted all the kids in his house are there on their own free will and can leave at any time.
I love
it. The one thing he did say, I'm sorry, I know you wanted to, but the one thing he said, and I forgot how he phrased it today, but, let me tell you something. You try to abduct me. You try to kidnap me. I'm going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
That's his big thing. I'm going to hurt you.
Would you love to have been alive when there was a 13-year-old Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, man, little gangly 13-year-old blotchy pimple-faced Bill O'Reilly.
I'd even take like a 10-year-old me against a 13-year-old O'Reilly. And I've never been in a fight in my life.
Right.
I could have kicked his ass. Wouldn't it be great?
Oh, man, just pummeling him.
Is that little kid?
Absolutely.
I think you're – well, I can't do the impression like Mike.
He says this thing. I've been on my own since 17.
But he would have to say, like, stuff the kids would say to them. Like, I'd go, hey, O'Reilly, hey, you smell like ass.
Oh, go on. Who's looking out for you? Come on. Come into my no-spin zone. Why? Shut up. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, you want to go put pennies on the railroad tracks?
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, who's that sloppy fat guy over there? Hey, mister. I don't know if it's a good idea to go in your car. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I'm 12 years old and president of the AV Club.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Are you still there?
I am.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, calling about that thing on the end in Sacramento.
Yeah.
It's really grown hair the last couple of days. They didn't just fire the morning radio DJs. They fired 10 people at the radio station total.
Hey,
yeah, we talked about that.
Hi there, Mr.
Excited.
Mr. Way Too Late to the Party. Yeah, we've covered that, friend.
Oh, well, hey, that's what happens when I miss commercials.
We had it yesterday.
Just a little, look,
and I might sound like I'm being sanctimonious here, but seriously, there is somebody that died in all this, too. And you know, with all the excitement, Sacramento, you know, maybe try to focus on that maybe just a little bit. And that, you know what, regardless.
On.
I mean, that's just crap.
Hello,
I mean,
here it is. Now, here's a guy who says he was in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie. Hello, Donnie in Sacramento.
Hi, guys.
Don and Mike.
How you
show.
Doing?
Were you really on that show that day?
I promise you, yep. I was actually interviewed before it started and when I was eliminated.
How do you feel, Donnie?
Now I feel terrible for the family, first of all. I mean, none of us went there to think that we were in danger of dying.
Okay, here's a question. If you really did participate, did you sign a waiver?
Yes, we did.
And what did the waiver say?
To be honest with you, I glanced at it. It was there. I was there to have fun. You glance at it. It looked like a waiver. It was only like a paragraph and a half. It looked like maybe a waiver to let your name be on the air and stuff. And that's all it looked like to me.
You know what? If that's the case, if that is truly the case, hold on, John, you're shaking your head. Is that true?
I have no idea. I'm just saying if that's the case, they're in trouble.
Yeah, right. If that is truly the case, God, I love a copy of that release.
I got news for you. They're in trouble already, and a waiver ain't going to make one bit of difference.
That's right. We actually have two waivers.
No, the waiver's not going to matter, no matter if it said anything about injury or not. It was complete negligence.
Don't you realize, though, you're talking about the litigious society we live in today? We're all court reporters. We're all court TV guys now.
Right.
Nobody's realizing, you know, nobody wanted this to happen.
Right.
Nobody intended for this to happen. And, all the way down, you know, all the people associated with that show, the idiots on the show, just wanted to have a good time, make a little fun radio, and this, you know, and now it's just like, let me tell you, I read that waiver, and that wasn't, you know, the bottom line is, nothing's going to change the fact that the lady's gone. She's right. gone. Nothing's going to bring her back. It sucks.
Right. Awful mistake by the radio station. Awful mistake by the woman.
You know, right.
I mean, Jesus, would that be so bad for the station? Just, hey, we screwed up, and, I mean, not that it wouldn't stop the family from suing.
Right. No, right. Nothing will stop that.
Just say, hey, you know. We screwed up. God damn, I got an itch that will not stop. I got an itchy sweater on today that is.
What kind of sweater is that, Don?
It's a Packer sweater, Mike. But it's a nice Packer sweater.
It's a very nice Packer. You happen to wear merchandise from a team that has more merchandise than any other sports team in sports.
Goddamn right. I slurped the Packers. is that a bulletin from Joe? Or should we move on?
Move on.
Move on. I love when Rob edits the content.
Joe's very excited about this whole topic that we're on right now.
Hello.
Shocker.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, I'm from Sacramento.
Yeah.
And on Fox News last night, they have homicide detectives looking into it and the press to bring people up on charges.
Yep.
The DJs.
Hi there. We had mentioned that as well, I think, but thank you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to hear some of what they did?
Sure.
Better living in 07 week continues with tips for how to quit smoking.
Thank you for playing that.
I didn't mean to do that. I really didn't.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
Yeah. I had a dream last night.
Okay, here we go. Get it? You could make a bad joke. She had
Jesus.
A blind dream.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude. Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
Water. Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
I don't know.
Since that poor kid in college.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, he was doing other things.
Maybe we should have researched this before.
I don't know.
Before.
I mean, yeah, we never do this before I start doing something. Well, you know, I break out in hives, I'm in an ambulance.
If it gets dangerous for somebody, their body will automatically throw it up. And if you throw up the water, you're out of the contest.
See, I feel so bad for him. That's just some stupid producer talking
total
out of his ass.
Ignorant. Idiot. Yeah.
Eva? Eva?
Yes.
What do you want to say?
I want to say that that those people that are drinking all that water can get sick and possibly die from water intoxication.
Yeah, we're aware of that.
They sign releases, so we're not responsible. It's okay.
And if they get to the point where they have to throw up, then they're going to throw up and they're out of the contest before they die. So that's good, right?
Oh, that's mean.
That's the whole shtick.
Yeah.
God, that's the act. I mean, you know.
Hold on, there's more.
But the, yeah, you can hear it and just hear it in the context that it's in now, and hear the way they're going to use this against them. It's
I feel bad for the DJs. I could see us do it. You know, it's like when someone calls us, you can't do that. Somebody we go, hey, don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, they signed a release. What the hell?
Oh, so.
Yeah. All right. How come you guys
Thanks
didn't do it?
Thanks for looking out, though.
We don't
want to
die.
Oh, okay. Let me ask Carter if anybody's dying.
We ain't dying.
Hey, Carter, is anybody dying in there?
We got a guy that's just about to die.
Oh, good. Make sure he signs that
I like
that,
that we laugh at that. Yeah.
Make sure he signs the release.
Get the insurance on that, please.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. In their own dumb DJ way, they think they're covering their ass.
Oh, you bet they do.
By saying that.
I know.
They think by the fact that they've said someone could die, sign the release, get the insurance. They think someone will go back and listen to this tape. Not that they thought anybody would die.
Right.
But you would think, listen to what I said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Listen to what I said.
Yeah. Right. It's eerie. It's eerie and it's a little sad also.
You want to hear some more?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Right after the break, buddy.
Ooh.
Right after the break.
Hey, you know something?
I want to hear that again.
I had a dream last night.
I never get tired of
hearing
that.
We'll break it up. We'll break it up. We won't only listen to the DJs in Sacramento. We will listen to some more of the boys' sex instruction video.
Okay. Fantastic.
Oh, yes. There were still plenty of questions. And as usual, some guys thought they knew all the answers.
Mm-hmm. So the dope pushes her into the water. Boy, did she get mad. Maybe she was having her period or something.
Oh, that doesn't make any difference.
Oh, go on.
I think she goes swimming when she's having her period.
Period? What's that?
Yeah, no, menstrual period. Don't you know what that is?
No.
Say, somebody ought to give you guys the word.
Okay, wise guy, what is it?
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, these goofballs have never heard of a menstrual period, and I was trying to tell them.
They didn't know what he was talking about either. Yeah.
Okay, simmer down.
Simmer down.
That's too great. Go on.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Adam, you are sick.
Whoa. Bush babies. What are you doing? With the big eyes.
Massive eyes.
Oh, my God.
Bush baby.
Yeah, you hurt me, I'll hurt you. I'm little Bill O'Reilly.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.